Back inside of White Auditorium, Tegan Trehune, Michael Deeker, as we get set for the second half of action here in our girls' championship matchup between the Lebo Lady Wolves and the Opie Lady Eagles. Opie leading things 19-18 in what was, as I've said a few times, a back-and-forth affair in that opening half.
Absolutely. And, you know, we mentioned Hadley with two fouls, but on the other side, Katie Robert with two fouls. And then also back to Lebo, Audrey Peak with two and Katie Ott with two. So both of those, all four of those players need to do a pretty good job here in the first at least 4 minutes of this third quarter not to pick up a third one early.
Well, Grace Coughlin also with four fouls for Opie and Jenna Smith. Sorry, two fouls for Opie and Jenna Smith with two fouls as well.
Thank you for – I forgot about those two.
Well, and Jenna off the bench has been a force down low as she came in and picked up 6 points in the first quarter alone. Lebo with possession to start the second half, now going from left to right as we see the action here on the west side of White Auditorium. Right corner, Brooklyn Jones to the block. Sage Hadley turns and shoots over the defender and scores. And Hadley now with 4 points, and that's the third lead change of the ball game. Second for Lebo, 20-19, they lead it. On the opposite end, McKenna Broyles, a floater off the right side. Retakes the lead for Opie. Jones trying to settle things down offensively and will have the ball poked free off the pass attempt by Sage Hadley by Millie Bailey. It'll stay with Lebo here in their offensive zone.
I understand what Coach Slay is doing because Sage Hadley is a very good ball handler on the wing.
Yeah.
So when they pack her down low, that is a huge mismatch against Katie Robert.
Robert very tenacious.
And with Katie Robert with two fouls, they have to be careful.
Audrey Peak launches the 5-foot jumper from the left side of the floor, lead back to Lebo. And Peak with 10 points. 22-21. Lebo leads Opie now with 7:04 remaining in the third quarter. That is the fifth lead change of the ball game. Ava Clark, left side for Lebo, in the lane now. Skipping right side, Katie Robert to Lily Skowski. Skowski on the baseline, up top to Clark. Clark will fire the three. It's good! Ava Clark with the first Cody Thurston Land Agent three of the game. Retakes the lead for Opie, 24-22.
Taking, I don't know if Ava Clark could have shot that any better.
That was perfect.
A perfectly made shot.
Brooklyn Jones turns and shoots in the lane, answers back, and we're tied at 24. That is Jones' eighth point and the fourth tie of the ball game. Down low, Millie Bailey, foul line to McKenna Broyles on the Opie end. Broyles now right side to Lily Skowski. Skowski lobs it up top to Clark. Clark, runner in the lane, good off the glass. Lead back to Opie, 26-24. Ava Clark now with 5 points. As Brooklyn Jones answers on the other side with a right side layup.
It's four straight makes for Lebo to begin the half.
Jones now joins Peak in the double-digit figure column with 10 as we get a timeout taken by Coach Ron Slaymaker. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 30-second break ourselves. 26-all, 5:39 left to go in the third quarter. Opie and Lebo, girls' championship matchup here from the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. We'll be right back here on Country 101.7 FM, audio and video online at KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
For more than 30 years, Hanna Orthodontics has been providing state-of-the-art orthodontic care to people in the community. Doctors Richard and Greta Hanna will give you a customized treatment plan and individual attention, ensuring you with the best possible results. Straight teeth for a lifetime of smiles. Contact their office to schedule your complimentary consultation. Whether you're interested in traditional braces, ceramic braces, or Invisalign invisible braces, they'll help decide which treatment option is best for you. Hanna Orthodontics. Call 620-343.
26-all in our girls' championship matchup here in the third quarter as we've now seen 6 lead changes, 5 ties between Lebo and Opie through 3 quarters of play. Largest lead of the night has been 5 for Opie. Largest lead of the night for Lebo has been 2. Opie will inbound. Millie Bailey handling those duties right down in front of us from the scorer's table to Katie Robert in the backcourt. Robert walks it up across half court. Left side now to Bailey. Bailey. Inside the left perimeter now is Robert. Skips it right wing to Ava Clark. She thought about another three, and she'll try and feed it to Robert in the lane. It comes free, but recovered by Olpe. Bailey left side of the floor with it. Inside the lane, runner just a bit long. Rebound taken away by Audrey Peak. Peak hustling down the other way. Brooklyn Jones, right side. Layup good off the feed. And Lebo back in front. Seventh lead change of the ball game now. 28-26. The Wolves lead the Eagles. 4:55 remaining in the third. Millie Bailey. Right side to Katie Robert, trying to get the offense in motion, going around Abby Jones, gets in the lane, fires up a runner. It's no good, but she gets smacked on the wrist. Coach Ron Slaymaker very animated as Abby Jones picks up her second foul for Lebo, first team foul of the second half. Robert at the line for two. Puts up the first. Line drive is too strong. Katie Robert has 5 points on the night as Jenna Smith and Grace Coughlin check back into the Opie lineup, replacing McKenna Broyles and Ava Clark. Again, Smith, a big force off the bench, 7 points on the night. As Robert airballs the second. Lead stays 28-26 for Lebo. And the Lady Wolves regain possession. Abby Jones inbounding from the left side of the basket on the baseline. Full court pressure applied by Olpe as Audrey Peak gets it into the front court. Trying to cross over Lily Skalski, has to hand off to Abby Jones. Jones right side to Katie Ott. Ott at the foul line, lobs it back door. Audrey Peak up and in, left side. Five. Audrey Peak with 12.
Five straight makes for Lebo.
Oh boy. Katie Robert maybe got away with a walk, and the Lebo faithful not happy as we get a turnover nonetheless on the Opie end. 30-26 now, the lead for Lebo, their largest lead of the night at four.
I stand corrected, that's six straight makes.
Got to shut them down if you're Opie. 4:10 left to go in the third quarter. Audrey Peak approaching the key, and she will leave the pass a little long. Sage Hadley can't reel it in, and that's a turnover the opposite way. Katie Robert walks the ball up across half court with 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Left side of the floor to Millie Bailey. Bailey circling around to the top. Little push off there. No foul will be called. Skalski with it now. Right block. Left wing, Jenna Smith. Up top to Katie Robert. Robert cuts inside. Her floater gets altered. She gets her own board and then turns it over into the hands of Audrey Peak. And then Peak will turn it back over to Lily Skalski. Skalski falling on the floor. Ball comes free. Katie Robert with possession at the top of the key. What a sequence. Brooklyn Jones nearly steals it back for Lebo. 3:25 left to go in this third quarter. Right wing with it, Millie Bailey. Up top to Lily Skalski. Back to Bailey right wing to Katie Robert. She goes to the top to Lily Skalski, cutting in the lane, and she will get held. They're going to call the block, but Katie Ott really just kind of bear-hugged her on her shot attempt. Oh, no. They're going to actually give that to Audrey Peak. That'll be Peak's third. 3:05 remaining in the third quarter. Skalski at the line for two. Cut the lead in half here if she makes both. Puts up the first. Good. Lily Skalski now has 4 points on the evening. Lead trimmed to three, 30-27 momentarily. As she sets for the second. Puts it up. Good. The lead now to two for Lebo, 30-28 with 3:04 remaining in this third quarter. Audrey Peak to Abby Jones in the left wing. Ball comes free in the lane, and Jenna Smith is body checked to the floor. Sage Hadley will pick up her third foul. Coach Gardner, irate, pleading his player's case to the official. The official says he ain't going to have any of it.
If you're open, you got to feed it right to Grace Coughlin that's matched up with Hadley.
2:45 to go in the third quarter. Robert across half court. Goes to Coughlin on the right block, and we get a tie-up. Katie Ott. Well, you talk about a mismatch, but we weren't talking about Ott and Coughlin, but Ott becomes a difference maker.
Yeah, it was good help defense there by Katie Ott. Hadley was trying to front Coughlin, and that's exactly what you're supposed to do on the opposite block.
It'll stay with Olpe as Coughlin has it now. Right block off the inbounds. Millie Bailey pump fakes for the three, drives inside, off the glass, in. And for the sixth time tonight, we are tied 30-all. Off the make by Millie Bailey. That's just her first bucket of the game. Hadley, left side to peek. Grace Coughlin intercepts the pass intended for Brooklyn Jones. Katie Robert with it now, streaking down the other side. Left side of the floor to Millie Bailey, to Lily Skowski on the right. She hands off to Jenna Smith. Smith at the foul line to Katie Robert. Robert, 18-foot jumper, hits front rim, no good. Brooklyn Jones collects the board. Katie Ott with the lead pass, has a breakaway. And she leaves the layup short. They're going to say Skowski fouled her, but I don't think there was any contact.
I think that's what a lot of the friends of the feather behind us are pleading their case. But a great job to hustle back there by Lily Skowski to at least make things interesting.
Well, nonetheless, that'll be Skowski's first as Katie Ott knocks down the first of two. That is Katie's third point in the ball game.
All coming at the foul line.
Lebo back in front, 31-30. Puts up the second. It's good. Katie Ott, a very proficient foul line shooter. Katie Robert will bring it into the front court for Lebo. Her team trailing by two, 32-30, with a minute 50 remaining in the third quarter. Millie Bailey, top of the key to Robert, top of the left wing, and she'll travel. Just dragged that foot a little too soon. Abby Jones inbounding from in front of the Olpe bench. Gets it to Hadley in the backcourt. Now Jones bringing it up across half. Top of the power E with it now is Audrey Peak. Left side to Abby Jones. Left block, Brooklyn Jones. She gets rejected by Grace Coughlin. Tries to shoot it back off her own board. Coughlin takes it away. Katie Robert with it now. Olpe faithful. Ecstatic. Lebo faithful. Angry. They thought there was a foul as Lily Skowski gets banged to the floor and they call her for the travel. I don't know about that one. There's a lot of contact.
Fortunate break there for Lebo, because that would have been the fourth on Audrey Peak.
To be fair, though, over on the other side, there was a lot of contact down low, so some bang-bang plays here. Abby Jones inbounds along the baseline to Audrey Peak. She gets it to Sage Hadley, now in the front court being pursued by Lily Skowski. Right side of the lane to Ott. Top of the key now to Peak. Pump fakes. Drives inside. Left block. Loader. No good. But she will be fouled by Katie Ott. Or, sorry, Katie Robert.
You know, Patrick Garner's backed off his full court press.
Yeah.
He's just really focused on his half court D. Coach Slaymaker's done the exact opposite. He's trying to ramp things up. And kind of what we saw in the first quarter where Opie was able to exploit Lebo in transition. Lebo doing the exact opposite now to open.
Audrey Peak makes the first of two. That will be the third foul against Katie Roberts. She'll stay out there, but Lily Skowski and Millie Bailey will sit down. The five on the floor now for Olpe. It's Jenna Smith, McKenna Broyles, Ava Clark, Grace Coughlin, and Katie Robert as Audrey Peak. Short on the second attempt. Tie up for the ball on the rebound, and we get a timeout taken by Coach Gardner. It'll be a full timeout with 60 seconds remaining in the third. His team leading 33-30 here in the third. We will take a quick 30-second break ourselves. You're listening to coverage of the girls' championship matchup of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
60 seconds remain in the third quarter of action between Lebo and Olpe in our girls' championship matchup here. from the 102nd line. County League Basketball Tournament. Lebo in front, 33-30. And I think, Mike, if you're a Lebo fan, you are maybe not expecting this close of a margin going into this.
Well, that just goes to show that how much poise Opie's really brought in there. In the first matchup, Lebo wanted a run, and Opie just kind of faltered, and that run just ballooned to that 27-point victory.
Audrey Peake, let's go. A Cody Thurston land agent three from the top of the right wing. 36-30 now the lead. And Audrey Peake has been an offensive force this entire second half. Katie Robert walks it up across half court for Opie. Largest deficit they faced tonight, 36-30. Robert starts her drive. Left side of the floor, just down in front of us to Ava Clark near half court. They got to be careful. To McKenna Broyles, hands off to Robert with 25 seconds left to go in the third. Robert trying to go around Sierra Crouch. Gives to Broyles, 18 seconds remaining. Remember, in the first half, Opie tried to get a shot up. They waited too long. They have 10 seconds if they want to have the final word in this third. McKenna Broyles just seems to be a lot of dysfunction here. Robert in the lane, European Pro Step. She will get fouled by Audrey Peake, and Peake needs to be careful. That's going to be her fourth. She could get a technical. She started kind of hollering at the official there.
That's what Patrick Garner's saying. Hey, calm down.
Yep.
You know, if there needs to be any explanation, let me be the one to do it.
3 seconds remaining.
They called it on the floor, though. Yep. I think Opie thought they were going to get foul shots.
I did, too, for a minute there. Watch for the catch and shoot off the inbound. Coach Jesse Nelson down center front row watching this. Big smile on his face. It's a great game. Inbounds to the top of the key to Ava Clark. Clark, right wing, Broyles, three on the way. No good. That is it for three. At the end of the third quarter, Lebo out in front, 36-30 over Opie. Can they hold on to this lead, or will the Lady Eagles mount the comeback and claim the Lyon County League tournament title? Stick around and find out the final 8 minutes of action in this girls' championship upcoming on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice, better rates, a better return. Because you're an owner, that's what you'll earn. The difference is clear, it's easy to see. It's your financial institution for the educational community. Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Final 8 minutes in our girls' championship matchup from the 102nd Lyon County League basketball tournament, about set to begin here. Lebo with possession, leading at 36-30 over Opie. Abby Jones matching up with Katie Robert. Goes right side of the floor to Brooklyn Jones. Right block, Sage Hadley. Gives a little push to McKenna Broyles. Turns and shoots, scores. That's just Hadley's sixth point of the game. Opie back on the attack, now trailing by 8, 38-30, 7:35 remaining. Kinsey Curzon out there for the Lady Eagles, gives it to Katie Robert, three on the way is long. Ava Clark falling in the lane trying to recover. Brooklyn Jones gets it for Lebo, down the other way. To Katie Ott in the lane, and Ott will travel. Right call there by the official as the pass, I don't think she was expecting it. She catches, and then she's still trying to get down the floor. I think that was just a little miscommunication there between her and Jones. Katie Robert now across half court for Opie. 7:15 remaining in the ballgame. 38-30. Royals, left wing, three on the way by Ava Clark. No good. Gets her own board. Put back is good. Good hustle by Ava Clark.
The give and go to herself.
9 points in the game for Clark. Lead back down to 6, 38-32. Lebo still in front. And a timeout will be taken by Coach Patrick Gardner. As again, not happy with the set of his offense. It's a full timeout, but we'll keep it right here. Thus far in the ball game, multiple players in double figures, currently being led by Audrey Peak of Lebo with 16. She had 8 through the first half, and then she added another 8 right there in the third quarter alone. Kind of went off and definitely was a big boost for her team, Mike, after they came out of that halftime trailing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's she's done an excellent job, but obviously, four fouls.
Yeah, she has to be very careful. And she was very fortunate that Coach Gardner was able to, she could hear him after she picked up the fourth foul, because she did kind of let the official hear her thoughts on it, and you never really want to do that.
Yeah, that's it's a veteran crew here tonight.
Yes.
For both of these championship ball games.
38-32 is the lead for Lebo as Brooklyn Jones gets set to inbound in front of the Opie bench. She'll lob it to nobody, but Katie Ott thankfully there to track it down near the far boundary. Abby Jones with it now. Top of the key with 6:40 to go. To Brooklyn Jones, right wing. Down low, Sage Hadley. Up top, Sierra Crouch. Pump fakes for the three. Gets cut off by Ava Clark. Now worked right side to Brooklyn Jones. Back to Abby Jones at the top. Right side to Sage Hadley. Hadley drives baseline. Jumper over the top into the hands of Ava Clark momentarily. Katie Ock comes back and rips it away. Jones to Jones. Abby with it now. Top of the key. To Brooklyn, right wing with 6:08 to go. Lob in the lane to Sage Hadley, and she finishes off the right glass. Sage Hadley starting to come alive here a little bit. Now 8 points in the ball game. Kinsey Curzon, left side of the floor for Opie. Up top to Ava Clark. Clark trying to hit Curzon with a high overhead pass on the baseline. Won't get to the intended target. Instead, it'll find the front row. Actually, it's going to find the fifth row.
Poise. Coach Slimaker mentioned it. Obviously, Lebo has stretched their lead to 8. But Opie is kind of getting some unforced errors here to go.
5:40 remaining as Hadley gets it in the backcourt. Across full half court now. Trying to get around Katie Robert. Robert has to be careful too. She has 3. Under 5.5 to go in the third. In the fourth. Game's so good, I don't want it to end. Left side, Sierra Crouch with it for Lebo. Up top, Abby Jones. To Hadley, right wing, to Brooklyn Jones. Has the ball knocked free. Millie Bailey has it now. Gets it to Katie Robert. Robert hustling up across half court. European Pro Step in the lane, and she travels. That's the first time she hasn't gotten away with that move. I mean, surprised they called it now.
She's gotten away with a few of them if they're going to call that.
Yeah.
That's what Coach Slaymaker's wanting an explanation on.
Yep.
I'm going to say that she came over with the ball hand and basically carried.
5:03 remaining in the ball game. Hadley into the front court. Was trying to feed it to Brooklyn Jones on the left side. She really should have just gone up with it, but nonetheless, it's a turnover to Opie. Left side, Jenna Smith. Throws it away to Brooklyn Jones. Great read by Jones. Now she'll lose her handle, but gets it back. Right side, Abby Jones. Finish off the glass. Abby Jones' first points of the ball game. And the lead now to 10. 42-32 with 4.5 remaining. Opie can't be passive here. They're going to have to attack. Coughlin to Jenna Smith off the glass. No good on the jumper. Rebound to Hadley. Now to Abby Jones on the left wing as McKenna Broyles gets set to check back in for Opie. Katie Ott unguarded at the top. Goes right side to Audrey Peak. 4:09 to go. Top of the power E, now to Sage Hadley. Hadley hands off to Abby Jones, almost taken away by Katie Robert. And we're going to get a foul on Millie Bailey of Olpe. That will be Millie's second. Team's third as McKenna Broyles checks in for Jenna Smith of Olpe. Coach Slaymaker wants a timeout. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a 30-second break as well. 3:54 remaining. Lebo's lead now out to 10, 42-32. Can Olpe rally back? Stick around and find out. Coverage continues on Country 101.7 FM and audio and video online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
So the kids have been begging you to get a puppy. Once you make the big decision, what next? Randomly searching online with an unknown breeder may leave you with more than you bargained for. B&S Kennels, located near Olpe, is your trusted breeder. They've been breeding quality puppies for companionship and some for hunting for well over 20 years. B&S specializes in AKC-registered puppies in several different breeds in a clean facility. Visit their website at bandskennels.com to see all that they have to offer. One look and you'll be smitten. B&S Kennels, Larry and Yvette Bowles owners. Call 620-475-3725.
Back inside of White Auditorium, taking Trahoon, Michael Deeker. Lebo now out to a 10-point lead, the largest of the night either side, 42-32 over Olpe in the final minutes of the girls' championship matchup of the 102nd Lyon County League Championship. And, Mike, if Olpe is going to get back into this one, I mean, it's not an impossible deficit. It's only 10. They've got plenty of time, 3 minutes and 54 seconds to be exact. What do they need to do?
They've got to win every possession. They're going to have to obviously get some good stops. And I say get away from the press break. Obviously, that's allowed Lebo to kind of get this lead, catching them in transition.
Audrey Peak down low to Brooklyn Jones. No good on the right side hook shot, but she's fouled. That's going to go against Grace Coughlin. That will be Coughlin's third. So she joins Katie Robert in that regard for Olpe, as well as Sage Hadley for Lebo. Audrey Peak of Lebo with four as Jones puts up the first and bricks it off the side. And if you're Lebo, every trip to the line now becomes even more important because of how close this game has been.
Absolutely.
Jones sinks the second, lead now to 11, 43-32.
They're 6 of 8.
3:45 left to go in the ball game. Katie Robert trying to get the offense set for Olpe and has the ball poked free by Abby Jones. They're going to signal jump ball. It'll stay with Olpe. Good job there by Abby Jones. Kind of spot the indifference of Robert and knock the ball free. Millie Bailey goes to Lily Skowski on the right side of the floor off the inbounds. Skowski at the top now. Back to Bailey at the top. She lobs it in the lane. Left block to McKenna Broyles. Broyles getting cut off by Sage Hadley. Turns and shoots. Hits the back iron. No good. Gets her own board. Broyles then bounces it off the knee of Abby Jones and will commit the foul. That will be Broyles' first, team's fifth. Abby Jones to inbound for Lebo in front of the Olpe bench. Her team again leading 11. 43-32 with 3:16 remaining. Millie Bailey with the steal on the inbounds. Katie Robert drives to the bucket and gets it off the right-handed layup. Katie Roberts, first points of the second half now with 7. The lead now cut to 9, 43-34. 2:56 and counting. Sage Hadley has it at the top. She'll give it to Abby Jones. Left side to Audrey Peak. To Jones on the left block. Drives inside. Floater is no good. They're going to say it was knocked out of bounds by Olpe's Millie Bailey, so it'll stay with the Lady Wolves with 2:41 remaining. Jones to inbound. Left side of the basket on the baseline. Goes up top to Hadley. Hadley starts her drive. Gets to the foul line. Cuts across. Now goes right wing. Hands off to Abby Jones. Jones. Top of the key to Audrey Peak. She sets for the three but doesn't get a chance to shoot it. It gets worked in the right corner back to Hadley. Back to Peak. Left unguarded. Three on the way. Short. Rebound to Katie Robert with 2:22 remaining. Robert all the way down the court. Leaves the left-handed layup short. Rebound taken back by Lily Skowski. Right side jumper is good. Lily Skowski with 7 points now. On the opposite end, Sage Hadley misses on the point-blank shot. Rebound goes back to Olpe. Lead to 7, 43-36, under 2 to go. Grace Coughlin has the ball taken away by Brooklyn Jones. Jones on a breakaway. Goes up and Coughlin gets in her face, but they're going to say it's a foul. Coughlin's 4th. Team's 6th. So Lebo can reestablish the 9-point lead here with the free throws as Ava Clark a little early coming in there.
So was clock operator.
Yes.
Two shots.
The official making sure they knew that.
Someone from OP said they wanted to make sure if it was a jump or not. I think they thought Coughlin came in there with all ball.
Yeah. Jones puts up the first. No good. Clark will check back in for Olpe for Lily Skowski. Lily sits down with 7 points on the night. Jones trying to get the lead at least back to 8. Lebo leads it 43-36. Puts up the second. No good either. Rebound to Ava Clark. Now to Katie Robert. Robert to Millie Bailey. Right block. Cuts through the defense. Layup is good. And the lead cut to 5 as Ava Clark nearly with the steal. That's Bailey's 4th points of the game.
And Roger Peek with the bucket. 2 points.
McKenna Broyles answers on the Olpe in. After the Lebo score, Brooklyn Jones on the opposite end, puts it in and won, 47-40.
That might be a championship moment there for the senior Brooklyn Jones.
Yeah. 1:11 to go. Jones at the line. She missed on her last trip. Grace Coughlin and McKenna Broyles will take a seat.
Fifth foul on Coughlin. That was something that I mentioned, that they're really gambling on defense, that they have to, when they're trailing. But that's also allowing Lebo to get that breakaway.
Brooklyn Jones puts up the extra point. It's good. Lead back to 8. Ball nearly stolen, and it will actually go as a turnover as the foul committed by McKenna Broyles trying to save it. That's going to be Broyles' 2nd. Team 7th, 1-1 coming here for Lebo as they lead it by 8, 48-40 with 64 seconds remaining. And the Wolf Pack across the way can sense it.
22 years in the making.
Audrey Peek hits the front end of the 1-1, and Peek now one away from 20 points on the night.
What a performance there by Peek.
Peek puts up the 2nd. It'll fall away. No good. Rebound to Olpe. 9-point differential with 60 seconds to go, and a timeout will be taken by Coach Ron Slaymaker. And if anybody has a plan that can get his team back from 9 down with under a minute, it's the legend, Ron Slaymaker. He'll take a full timeout. We'll keep it right here. Don't want to miss a moment of the action. A quick recap. In the early going, we had 7 lead changes between the first 3 quarters, 6 ties, and Lebo has now led the entirety of the 4th quarter after overtaking the lead early in the 3rd.
It's identical ball games. Obviously a much closer ball game this second time, but it was a huge 3rd quarter run.
Yeah.
For Lebo that helped them to that first victory, a 27-point victory, 54-27. But give credit to Olpe for really hanging in there the best that they can. Obviously, they've had some missed opportunities, now up to 20 turnovers in the ball game, but they have forced 16 turnovers as well against Lebo, but 12 turnovers in the second half.
Well, a 18-11 third quarter, as you mentioned, is really the difference maker here as Lebo managed to go from 1 point down to 6 points ahead to close out that 3rd. Now up by 9, they've led by as many as 11. And if they can hold on, I think there's no argument in who our player of the game will likely be. Of course, the junior Audrey Peake.
If you're Opie, you don't need a three right here,
no.
But you need a quick two for sure.
You can't be passive. Katie Robert drives inside. Right-handed floater is short. Rebound goes to Abby Jones with 48 seconds remaining. Lily Skowski giving Audrey Peake a little bit of breathing room. She gets it into the front court. Now to Sage Hadley at the top of the power E. Ava Clark harassing her. Back to Peake. Back to Hadley. And Clark will commit the foul with 35 seconds to go, sending Hadley to the line for the 1-1. And you got to think, she makes at least one of these, it's all but over.
Time definitely a factor here in the closing moments for the Eagles.
Hadley puts up the first, and it's good. Sage Hadley now has 9 points, looking to get into double figures. She would join Brooklyn Jones and Audrey Peake in that regard. Puts up the second. No good. The rebound won by Lily Skowski. 10-point differential, 50-40. 28 seconds. Ball stolen on the Opie in by Lebo. Sage Hadley comes up with it. Katie Ott gives to Brooklyn Jones, and 20 seconds to go.
Yep, that's what Coach Slaymaker's wanting Lebo to have their moment. Say no fouls.
That's going to do it.
Did everything you could. The Wolfpack on the far side coming to their feet.
7 seconds to go. 4, 3, 2, 1. Patrick Gardner's Wolves have reached the summit. The 2023 Lyon County League Tournament Champions, after 4 years of consecutive trips, now a 20-plus year wait has come to an end. The Lady Wolves will be hosting 2 gold balls here inside of White Auditorium. Final score, Lebo 50, Opie 40, in what was a back-and-forth affair through the majority of that contest. We are going to step aside for a quick moment. The trophy presentation upcoming here from Ted Van Ocker and representatives of the Lyon County League Tournament. We will get a word with Victoria's head coach Patrick Gardner and our player of the game, the junior Audrey Peake, who finishes the night with 19 points. All that is coming up here with our coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE TV at KVOE.com. The city.